You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Every Monday morning, we hear from President Biden for his weekly conversation. On Tuesdays, we feature the voices of various Republicans. This morning, we feature California's 39th Congressional District Representative, Young Kim. The 39th District includes parts of Los Angeles, Orange, and San Bernardino counties. Here are her edited remarks.
Ms. Young Kim, to talk to us about SALT.
Thank you. I want to thank my friend, Representative Swazi from New York, for yielding. And I want to thank you for working with me in a bipartisan push to repeal the cap on SALT deductions that is hurting American workers and families. Californians in the 39th district, which I represent, and across our state, have been burdened enough by high state and local taxes in addition to high cost of living and housing. The last thing they need is to be heard even more for these high state and local taxes at the federal level. I've heard from many of my constituents about the burdensome taxes that they have to pay as a result of the SALT cap. These are workers, business owners, and families who are struggling to survive due to the COVID-19 pandemic. It is estimated that in the 2022 tax year, California's 39th district will pay, on average, $600 million more in taxes. In 2018 alone, Californians paid an additional $11.2 billion in federal taxes because of the SALT cap. That translated into 55,000 fewer jobs and a loss of $3.4 billion in wages. Assuming a middle-of-the-road rate of 25%, an average taxpayer who claimed itemized deduction would have saved $6,521 in taxes if the SALT deduction were not capped at $10,000. These high tax rates are on top of the skyrocketing housing prices across the state. In fact, according to the National Association of Realtors, the median price for a single-family home in California has increased by more than 39% in the past year alone, surpassing that 800,000 threshold for the first time in April of this year. That is why it is a top priority of mine in Congress to make life more affordable for Californians and repeal the SALT cap that is hurting my constituents and many middle-class Americans across the nation. I was proud to join my friend, Representative Swazi, as an original co-sponsor of the SALT Deductibility Act. This bill would simply repeal the cap on SALT deductions and send a message: no more to burdensome taxes, and yes, to our families keeping more money in their hands. I'm also proud to serve as a co-chair of the Bipartisan SALT Caucus as we continue to work together to repeal this cap and help lower taxes for my constituents and businesses. Thank you, Representative Swazi, for organizing this special order and for your leadership to repeal SALT cap. With that, I yield back the balance of my time. Back to you.